Tomorrow night in Cleveland, Christoph von Dohnányi begins his final series of concerts as music director of the Cleveland Orchestra. Two decades ago, Dohnányi took over one of the world's most acclaimed orchestras. Many still credit George Zell for the Cleveland sound, but Dohnányi's expanded the repertoire and kept the orchestra in the international spotlight. Vivian Goodman of member station WKSU has this profile.
Now that he's leaving Cleveland's podium, Dohnányi is remarkably frank about his reasons for doing so, at a time when orchestras no longer reflect the power and personality of the maestro.
Times have changed. Also the style of management, wanted to be different than it could be with me. The managers in our days are very much, so to speak, almost music directors, They like to program, they like to promise pieces to other conductors and so on. I'm a little old-fashioned, I like to be in certain things in command of it. And things have changed, and we have a terrific manager here, But maybe there was a feeling, 18, 20 years is enough.
Christoph von Dohnányi first came to Cleveland in 1981 as a guest conductor. He was a dark horse candidate to succeed Lauren Mazel as music director. Former Cleveland Plain Dealer music critic Robert Finn says audiences had no idea who he was.
In the first place, nobody knew how to pronounce his name. And he had not done much of a career in the United States. He had conducted a lot in Europe. He was known mainly as an opera conductor, really, rather than as a symphony conductor.
Finn says Dohnányi let Cleveland know right from the start what kind of music he wanted to bring to the city.
When he first came, within the first few weeks of his tenure here, he did a performance at Severance Hall of the unfinished oratorio by Arnold Schoenberg, Die Jakobsleiter. And I thought at the time, this is a very shrewd move on his part, because he's the new boy on the block, and everybody is interested in what he's doing, and he's got a kind of honeymoon period going. He took advantage of this to do this rarely heard and unusual and very difficult for the performers, and also to some extent difficult for the audience, to do it and to make a go of it.
Dohnányi denies any deliberate strategy. He says he performs contemporary music because he likes it and isn't intimidated by audiences who don't.
You have to set an example. You have to set your personality in front of these things, and you have to tell people, okay, listen, I believe in it, and if you like me in Brahms, why don't you like me here? If you start in a way that you just punch him in the face and say, okay, this is the way you should be educated, you will find resistance. Art is not there to be consciously educated. It should go under your skin without that you notice you are being educated. That's the same what you do with children,
Dohnányi has consistently filled the seats of Severance Hall by combining familiar favorites with more adventurous music. Under his leadership, the Cleveland Orchestra has performed 45 world premieres. As Cleveland's music director, Christoph von Dohnányi joined soloist Emmanuel Ax to commission the piano concerto Century Rolls from composer John Adams. It had its world premiere in 1996 at Severance Hall. The 70-year-old concert hall recently got a $37 million makeover. Dohnányi was instrumental in convincing the state of Ohio to provide most of the money. but he laments that it's easier to get state support for capital projects than for programming. During his tenure, the Cleveland Orchestra has commissioned 29 new works. There might have been more, Dohnányi says, if there had been more government support.
The former mayor of Cleveland has never been to a concert in my whole time, never. And I think it's wrong because we are part of the community. They only care about the houses, about the buildings and so on. The state should be more involved as far as programming is concerned. So, you know, if you have state support, you can program a little riskier.
He finds recording companies even less supportive, especially in the current economic climate. Dohnányi has recorded 109 works with the Cleveland Orchestra. But like most major symphony orchestras, Cleveland no longer has a recording contract. Dohnányi has little sympathy for record companies who claim they just can't afford orchestras anymore.
What they are doing now is all this crossover stuff, you know, some wonderful pianist, classical pianist playing some tangos and so on. I really think it's just making business, and I really think they should shut up with this. I don't think we should have too many crocodile tears about the recording companies going down.
Dohnányi's tendency to philosophize comes naturally. His grandfather was the famed psychiatrist Karl Bonhoeffer, and his godfather, the theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was executed for his role in the World War II German resistance. Dohnányi's father was also tortured and executed for helping Jews escape the Nazis.
What I lived through when I was a child, of course, has affected the development of my character, personality, and so on. In positive ways, also certainly negative ways. You know, you are more suspicious, you are more prepared that terrible things might happen. And it develops also your attachment to art, you know, because art, like religion and so on, is some kind of a help for those in those days. You know.
Since his childhood, music has helped Dohnányi cope with a feeling he says most Americans have just confronted in the last 6 months, vulnerability.
In the orchestra, and we talked together after September 11th, the orchestra said to me, you know, yes, but we have to come back to normal and go back to normal. I said, normal is now. What we had in the last 50 years is not normal. If you look back at Beethoven's time, the Ninth Symphony, first performed in, I think, in 1824, this was not a very secure time, you know. We have to work on understanding each other, and I think the Ninth Symphony tells us very much how to understand each other and how to try, you know.
Christoph von Dohnányi will be succeeded as music director of the Cleveland Orchestra by Austrian conductor Franz Welser-Most. As a legacy, Dohnányi leaves behind one of the world's most acclaimed collections of musicians, most of whom he appointed. He'll continue to lead London's Philharmonia and return from time to time to Cleveland as conductor laureate. For NPR News, I'm Vivian Goodman in Cleveland.